how to deal with spiritual exhaustion. When you feel like you have studied and studied and studied and tried to apply it all and somehow you're still here. Working on oneself can be hard. And a lot of times we approach it from the place that is easiest to us. Like, let's say, if you're a mental person and you tend to approach life more through your mental comprehension, you would probably study a lot if you're spiritually inclined. You will read a lot of books. You probably will take workshops. You will apply a lot of this material then onto yourself in an intellectual way. You would then also look at your feelings in an intellectual way, as in labeling them, like animals in a wild forest. You'll pick each one, you'll figure out what it is, you will label it, you will connect that to whatever you have learned in the materials you've been studying, and then deal with this emotion accordingly. That is beneficial to some extent, but eventually a person like that would run into a dead end, because all this information and the application of information is done through the structural levels of one's energy field. In other words, through ways of thinking and comprehension, but excluding actual experience that goes all the way through the fluid levels, feeling levels, and into the body. The person might know what emotion is there and allow themselves to label it, but not necessarily allow the emotion to unravel and clean itself and then guide that person to the next level. If we look at the opposite kind of person, the fluid magnetic emotional type of person, that kind of person would naturally approach spirituality through more of the feeling way, right? They would not study that much or read that many books, or if they do, they will kind of pick the book and open it somewhere in the middle or whatever and just tune in whichever page they should be reading and start reading there, and information would be very sporadic. But they will get emotional hits. They will get this intuitive experiences inside to guide them somewhere deeper inside. And then they will open up their emotions. And then emotions come up. And let's say they read somewhere, oh yeah, when this happens, I'm supposed to do something. And let's say they know what the steps are. They apply the steps. But it doesn't seem to change much in the emotion because emotion is so much stronger in its intensity than the steps. Because being more magnetic, fluid, emotional, that person is naturally much more on that side than the thinking, intellectual side. So either way, somebody who is very electric and structural will eventually get exhausted because emotions are not processed. Or somebody who is very emotional and magnetic will eventually get exhausted because unless they comprehend what's going on and change their belief system, nothing happens. So that moment of exhaustion when both extremes meet, that's the place where we now have to do something we really don't want to do. Up to that point, we were still going on, ooh, this could be fun. You know, this is interesting. I'm studying myself. I'm learning something. Or from the magnetic side, I'm experiencing this and wow, this is amazing. And now I kind of get deeper into my feelings. And then we get to the place where, okay, unless the next step is taken, which is usually where you have to change a belief, that's when everything says, well, I don't think I can go there. This is too hard. This is too much. I've already done everything and nothing worked. So why bother? I've already done everything. That everything part is actually what the person is used to. That's where they've done everything. If somebody's intellectual, they've done everything in exploring their intellectual side. Now the next step, the uncomfortable one, of actually choosing to see their feeling expression, that place in them that's probably immature, like a child that has not grown up, now has to be valued the same way as the intellectual side of them. And the other side, for somebody who is more on the, you know, magnetic feeling side, that person has explored everything in their ability to just go into experience to the point that they could just sit there in the agony of something painful. But then what? it doesn't change anything. Because the change comes from actually respecting the internal masculine side, that structural intellectual side, that then helps them to organize and direct energy. And that is very hard for that kind of person. So we have the person that is electric, masculine, thinking type, that reaches a line, you know, of no pass unless they choose to value the inner feminine side, the feeling side, and allow her to grow, to match the power of their authority in the side that they structurally have developed. And from the fluid side, the person reaches that no-go place when they have to actually have the inner grown-up structurally that tells them, that directs the energy, that sort of generates willpower to make something happen. Because otherwise, in the feeling, they would just sit in it and float. And that can be forever. So the spiritual exhaustion idea is not actually that the person is exhausted. It's not actually that, oh, no matter what I do, nothing works. It's that we have exhausted what we knew how to do. And now we're at the place where we have to change something that we were not willing to change before. You know, everybody wants to feel better. But to do the work to feel better, a lot of times we actually have to change the belief of how we see reality. And if our entire personality has been formed around a particular belief that we're not willing to part with, well, oops, we then just hit the wall, right? That's it. Spiritual development is over for that lifetime. And I see that a lot, that somebody comes in to the spirituality sort of direction because they want to, you know, find connection with something bigger, or because something hurts and they want to feel better. And then they do the work to the extent that whatever their stronger side allows. And then once they get to the level where, okay, now it's that wall and you got to go to the next step, which means find parts of you that is much weaker and less developed and give them space to develop. Ooh, this is scary. This is a territory most people don't go. So for all of you brave spiritual people who actually choose to go all the way, good job. I'm very proud of you. I know it's extremely difficult to be able to face those inner workings that we have sort of wired ourselves around as this is how reality is. It's like if somebody tells you that trees are really blue and you know that they're green, well, if you're not willing to entertain that for at least that person the trees might be blue, even if for you they're green, you then hit the wall. You can't go further. So everybody at some point hits that door. That door is closed. It's the door that you have explored everything that you came in with that is sort of you pre-installed with, all the stuff that you have the tools for, and you integrated new tools and you apply them onto the parts that are strong right now. And then you come to that door. This is the door when, if you keep sort of circling back and forth, you're gonna get exhausted. Because seems like I'm doing all this work and nothing's happening. That's because you're now circling in front of the door. If on another hand, we're brave enough to open the door, that means we choose to deal with the parts of us that we normally don't consider our strengths. The parts that are shunned, the parts that we're afraid of, the parts that we maybe choose to label or know that, yeah, they do exist out there somewhere, but not give them room and value equal to the parts of us that are strong. So if we're brave enough to open that door, oh, the whole new level of spiritual development begins. Because now the integration of a lot of things we have worked on already can begin since we have allowed the next step. So for all of you who have arrived at that door and got extremely tired and sort of discouraged with the spiritual development, remember that what you have arrived at is a place where your consciousness has explored what it knows. And now it's being asked to explore what it doesn't know at all. And that means there has to be some adjustment in the personality to allow that to happen. And if you happen to be in that spot, remember, it happens for everybody. This is not just you. This is not that, oh, for everybody it seems to work, but just for me it doesn't. You know, I'm the one that, you know, none of this spiritual stuff works. Everybody else get it, but I just don't. No, everybody can progress to the next level, but it does take passing through that stage where there is a wall and there is a door in it. And if we open that door, a whole new room opens up to explore. Be love. Be free. Be God.